Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Oh, yes, indeed. Now we're joined by Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. May your game day be delicious. It's Mully and Haw. And Brian joins us now on the Aturo Hotline, your all-weather tire, Aturo.com. Good morning, Brian. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, guys. It's good to be with you. You know, it's Breakdown Monday, so I'm just getting after it here out in Los Angeles. It's pretty good.
Well, that's the good of you to get up to join us from L.A. That's a couple hours later than here. I'm just curious, when you look at this Monday night game and the Bears going up to Minnesota, they actually played Minnesota pretty well, lost in overtime because they do lose. But after getting blown out in San Francisco, this looks like a tougher game, if that makes sense.
It is a tougher game. It is. I mean, first of all, you're not going to deal with the elements for both teams, but that was a problem, seemingly. But, you know, you can't fall behind 24-0, and they've done that, not to that degree, but they've fallen behind a lot in these games. It seems like the second half they regroup and they come out and they play really good football, and that's what they did against San Francisco. You just can't wait around against Minnesota. This is an impossible team, practically, to play from behind. I've seen – the last 2 weeks I've seen them against the Cardinals and Falcons, and both teams fell behind. And, well, I mean, they actually, against Arizona, they actually – it was pretty even all the way through. But against last week against Atlanta fell behind, and all they did was try to throw it, got out of their game plan, and it falls right into their hands if you try to throw it every down. I mean, they lead the league in interceptions, takeaways. I'm not sure after Sunday if they still do. Pittsburgh had one. But they're up there at the top of the charts. And sacks and splash plays, all that stuff happens when they've got the lead and teams are trying to catch up. So it's paramount to not do like what they did in San Francisco a week ago Thursday.
So, Brian, Braxton Jones is out with a concussion. The Bears' offensive line will be forced to maybe turn to rookie third-round draft pick Kerryon Amagaji is an option. I guess Larry Borum would be another one. Knowing that and knowing what the Viking defense is capable of, how many sacks do you think tonight Caleb Williams will suffer?
Well, San Francisco had 7, and that's the most they've had all year. And really, Minnesota is much better than San Francisco up front. I mean, he's going to see Jonathan Greenard a lot. This guy is – people don't talk about him. He is a great pass rusher. He's serious. He's focused. He's got an array of moves. They better have a plan to chip, slide, you name it. They've got to keep a separate set of eyes on 58. And while you're doing that, Andrew Van Ginkle, at one time, he was a serious candidate for Defensive Player of the Year. And they come after you in so many different ways, but Gernard over there on the left tackle is a matchup to watch tonight.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I don't feel great about the Bears' chances in this game. I don't want to overstate what Matt Eberflus was able to do, but there is definitely, Eric Washington, God bless him, guy was here before, comes back. He is not as good a defensive coordinator as the fired coach is. It's just that simple, and it'll be very interesting to see what, if anything, he can kind of call up and help them against a really good offense where the quarterback's very hot, but they got a couple of world-class receivers, and, you know, the Bears managed to keep Jefferson in check, and that didn't do him any good in that game.
No, but, you know, this Addison is some kind of player, and yep. T.J. Hockenson is back healthy now. Mm-hmm. There's a lot to defend. There's no question about it. And Sam Darnold is very mobile. I mean, if you don't account for him, he'll scramble, he'll run, he'll buy time. He threw a touchdown to Justin Jefferson last week against Atlanta. I mean, he navigated a pocket and got away from three guys and kept his eyes down the field. It was pretty impressive. But, you know, Sam is – like, they don't know what they're going to do yet with Sam next year. They don't have to make any decision at all right now. They're just playing it out. But, you know, I'm sure that they're very well – very motivated by the loss of Detroit. They played Detroit, in the final couple games here. They're motivated to win that division right now, very motivated, and they have a chance to do it. So I'm sure that – and this is their third straight home game. I mean, that's a great atmosphere there. They haven't traveled in over a month, so they should be rested. They should get the very best of the Vikings tonight.
Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. Brian, is Kevin O'Connell the coach of the year?
Well, I mean, there's a couple guys. I mean, you know, you can't count out Nick Sirianni right now, but Kevin O'Connell, with a quarterback that nobody knew if he could be a real starter in this league, to see how well he has played, generally, and he's a play caller, and it's his offense, and they've got a shiny record, still got to finish it out, but he's right at the very top of the list right now. We'll see what Washington does. You know, I mean, Dan Quinn has turned around a moribund franchise, and they play the Eagles at home this weekend. You know, if they win that game somehow, you got to consider Dan Quinn and how he's turning things around in Washington.
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting to see, Brian Flores, for instance. You know, here's a guy that has a couple lawsuits going. The Bears, knowing their ownership, it'd be interesting if they even interviewed him for this job, but I don't know how you don't interview him. I don't know how you don't interview Vrabel. I'm kind of surprised they didn't want any part of Bill Belichick. I just think you ought to talk to people that might have an answer for your building, and I don't see the downside of that.
Well, most coaches that got a second opportunity that were good, they learned from their first opportunity.
Right.
You know, I mean, Bill Belichick had a first opportunity in Cleveland. I mean, you go through the list. You know, Mike Shanahan had a second opportunity. Most guys, good coaches, they learn from their first chance. Now, I was talking to Stephon Gilmore, the left corner for Vikings, and he played for Brian in New England, and he's completely evolved from his days when he was a defensive coordinator with Bill Belichick. And he's evolved from when he was with Mike Tomlin 2 years ago. I mean, he basically what Stephon said is, if you give an offense kind of the same defense, play in, play out, week in, week out, they're going to figure it out. And so they constantly are changing their fronts. They're constantly giving you different coverages. They're constantly disguising things up until the snap. And he started this in Miami, and he's carried it through now to Minnesota. And it is a conundrum for offensive linemen, for quarterbacks, for receivers to figure out.
Do you think he makes the Bears short list? What would you advise them to do if they are weighing their options between somebody who is an offensive coordinator looking for his first head coaching job, might be an innovator, versus the head coach with experience, the guy you just described, who might be a little bit more abrasive, but certainly more effective?
Well, I might kidnap him coming off the field tonight. I might corral him right there and just take his temperature. I mean, I wouldn't waste much time. I talk to him because, look, you look at what teams are doing in the run game right now. You look at these offenses and what they're doing. You better have a strong defensive game plan to slow down some of these teams, Detroit, Buffalo, whatever. You better have a strong game plan. What the Rams are doing right now, what they're capable of doing, you got to have a strong game plan. and a strong defensive mind, I believe, to play in today's game. You might want Kevin O'Connell as your offense coordinator, but you sure want Brian Flores running your defense. So it's a great combination in Minnesota right now. Maybe the best combination of offensive and defensive play callers in the league right now, and the record shows it.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket, and if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, we talked a little bit about Braxton Jones missing this game with concussion syndromes, and the Bears currently have three players out on the active roster, the running back, Roshan Johnson, Ryan Bates, an offensive lineman, and now Braxton Jones, and they already lost safety Jaquan Brisker. He's on IR with the same injury. And, we were talking about it. I don't really recall having four players miss time with a concussion. And I think it's great that the NFL is aware of brain injuries and they're responding to this. But, Brian, do you remember that happening? Can you think of teams you were on where that many players were down at one time? And, I'm not saying that any of them aren't really injured, because I think there were probably a lot of people that tried to play through that injury in past years.
They did. They did. And I think guys are just more cautious now than they used to be. Obviously, at least it's some serious problems for some players, not all, but some players. And so I don't know. I mean, there is a protocol and, when you can practice, when you can play and all that. And so I'm sure the Bears are following all the protocols. You don't want to screw that up with a player. But, I mean, Tua came back this year and he's been playing. He missed, a month or so, but he came back, and that we've seen, multiple concussions from him. Everybody's different. Everybody's brain is different. Everybody reacts differently. Everybody returns differently. Some players have, multiple concussions with no future problems, and then some have it. So everybody is just different. It's every sample is different. But, the big thing is to get your head out of the play. I mean, there's certain tackling techniques that you can practice that can help. I've always been a big believer in strengthening the neck every day, all day, and wearing neck collars, because that's what we did back in the day. And if you got a strong, strong base at the neck, less chance of a whiplash when you hit somebody. So, I mean, there's things that I think all players can do to kind of take some measures to try to, help curve some of this, some of the issues.
Brian, the Bears are walking into U.S. Bank Stadium tonight, staring at their eighth straight loss. And for that team, as we saw against the 49ers, they look like maybe they have conceded a lot and it wasn't their best effort. How challenging is that for Thomas Brown to appeal to his players to, with four games left, give them the kind of effort that is more professional, that you don't see? It's a mismatch. Everybody knows what's going on here, but how difficult is it to get the best out of the Bears tonight?
Well, that's what coaching is. I mean, it's not easy. And so we're going to find out a lot about Thomas Brown tonight. I've been in Minnesota the last two weekends calling games. That atmosphere rivals anything in the league. I mean, those fans are there. It's an unbelievable atmosphere. They got their decibel meter going, trying to break records. It's tough. It's tough on the offense. You've got to really lock in. If you're a rookie left tackle at Yale and you've got Jonathan Grenard like breathing fire and he's trying to win the sack title, I'm sure he is. Probably have all kind of crazy bonuses for that. He's going to try to get his number against the rookies. And so you can't be laid off the ball, but at the same time, you can't be jumping. So it's a challenge for everybody because that atmosphere is really, really good. San Francisco is different because of the rain, and that's an atmosphere and the weather. But this is a totally different setting tonight than what they played last week.
Brian, we'll let you go. I'm just wondering, do you think that the MVP conversation is over after seeing what Josh Allen did in Detroit, and he had a great game?
Well, I mean, I can't think of anybody right now that is near Josh Allen. I mean, he counted for six touchdowns a week before. He just went into Detroit and beat the number one ranked offense in football and put up a big number. I can't think of anybody's resume that rivals. You say Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, but nobody's winning like Buffalo's winning and what he's doing. I mean, I think he's a runaway candidate with this.
Great stuff, Brian. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Brian.
Yes. My pleasure, guys. You bet. Talk to you next week.
That was Odyssey NFL Insider Ryan Baldinger, host of the best football show podcast, Insider Calls, brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. May your game day be delicious.